Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss planning the right network access protection architecture. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I have created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, U.S. military, small, medium, and large companies. To learn about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Network Access Protection is a policy enforcement platform that allows better protection of network assets by enforcing compliance with system health requirements. Now, with NAP, administrators can create customized health policies to validate computer health before allowing access or communications, automatically update compliant computers to ensure ongoing compliance, limit the access of non-compliant computers to a restricted network until they become compliant. Network access protection functions on four levels. It validates the compliance of health and security policy, restricts access to the network resources based on that compliance, automatically remediates clients to a compliant health state, and ensures client ongoing compliance to the policy. So why do you want to implement NAP? Because NAP provides investment protection, interoperability, and reduced deployment costs. Controlled access for guests, vendors, and partners. NAP allows IT to enforce organizational policies when client computers attempt to connect to the corporate network. And these policies are referred to as health policies. And when a client device meets the health policy requirements, it is considered compliant. Now, NAP uses a restricted network, and what it does is it logically or physically separates a network, including remediation servers. And these servers, such as those hosting software updates, antivirus signature updates, can update the NAP client devices to help them become compliant with the organization's health policies. Client computers and servers that are not NAP capable can be exempted from the NAP restrictions so that they can continue to use the network. They can be placed on a restricted network or granted exemptions that allow them to access the internal network. It also provides improved resilience to malware as network health increases. See, NAP uses the network policy servers. And these servers run on Windows Server 2008 and the network policy server service. Now, the NPS is Windows Server 2008 implementation of remote authentication dial-in user service, which is the RADIUS server. Now, NPS replaces the Internet Authentication Server. That was the old version that was on Windows 2003, which is our RADIUS. And in NAP deployment, NPS acts as a health policy server regardless of the enforcement method. It also provides authentication, authorization, and accounting services when 802.1x is the enforcement method. NAP uses a health requirement service. These computers define the current compliance state of the health policy servers. For example, an antivirus server that tracks the latest versions of software antivirus signature file. Some examples of health requirement servers are the Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager, Windows Server Update Services, and Microsoft System Center Operations Managers. More robust update infrastructure and management compliance is another thing it provides. NAP continuously updates compliant computers to maintain their health state. So, Microsoft built a network access protection platform with client and server components. The client side is built into Windows Vista, Windows 7, and also is included in Windows XP SP3. The server components are being shipped with Windows Server 2008. So some of the different NAP enforcement options we have IPsec enforcement. And the client device is able to communicate with only a limited number of client servers until it's demonstrated its compliance. Other managed systems will ignore network traffic from these client devices unless they prove their compliance or are exempted from the compliance checks. When the compliance has been confirmed, the client devices achieves unrestricted access because the managed systems are able to recognize that it's compliant and has been established. It can be complex to deploy because it relies on IPsec and certificates issued with the PKI. It's also robust and does not involve upgrading infrastructure components such as Ethernet switches or DHCP servers. The next enforcement option was 802.1x enforcement. Now, this can be either wired or wireless networks. The client device's access is restricted by the network infrastructure devices such as a wireless connection point and switches. Once the device has demonstrated its compliance, the client access is unrestricted. Restriction is enforced on the network access level devices using an access control list. We call that the guest list, or by placing the client device on restricted virtual local area networks. This is more complex to deploy than DHCP, but it does provide a high degree of protection. The next option we have is VPN enforcement. And the VPN server, it restricts the client's device's access by using IP filters until the client device has demonstrated its compliance. Once it has, then it's put onto the regular network. But if it hasn't, then it's put into restricted. This is less complex than either IPsec or 802.1x, but can restrict only remote device client devices. This is not appropriate for controlling access to client devices that connect locally. The Routing Remote Access Service in Windows Server 2008, the VPN client included Windows XP with Service Pack 3, Windows Server 2008, Windows Vista, and Windows 7. These are the ones that can be used with this enforcement method. The last one is the DHCP enforcement. Now, this is the simplest to deploy. It's the easiest for malicious users to bypass if they have administrative privileges on their computer, because they can manually configure their computers with a static IP address, which avoids all the DHCP enforced capabilities. So, when we're looking at planning for NAP, there's going to be four steps that we're going to go through. Determine the client connectivity. Determine the VPN platform. Determine the enforcement layer. And to select between 802.1x and DHCP. So the first thing that we're going to do is determine the client connectivity. Now, depending on how the clients are actually connected, there could be two ways, locally through a wired or wireless, or using a remote connection such as a VPN. This type of network connectivity dictates which enforcement methods are appropriate for the consideration. Organization could initially deploy NAP to enforce the compliant requirements for a VPN. It may need to grant exemptions if staff members are allowed to connect to the VPN using unmanaged systems, for example, their own personal computer. When the IT team has become more familiar and the system health policies have been tuned appropriately, local enforcement can be put into effect. Some organizations will initially deploy NAP for managing local connected computers. Others will use it for both local and remote. Next, we determine the VPN platform. Now, there's two options for defining the VPN platform, Microsoft or third party. If you use a Microsoft VPN, you have the routing remote access will provide the remote clients with VPN access to the corporate network. NAP enforcement can be implemented using packet filters on the VPN server, which is a simple process. To support NAP with VPN, IT pros must update the VPN servers to run Windows Server 2008. Now, if you're using third-party, IPsec must be used to restrict the access for client devices that have not proven that they meet the organization's health policies. Procedures for implementing IPsec are well documented, and the Windows operating system includes tools for managing IPsec. Enforcement layer decision. Option one is enforces restrictions at the hosts. So with IPsec enforcement, hosts on a network ignore traffic and the client devices that haven't proven they meet the organization's health policies. The benefits include powerful method of protecting compliant computers from other computers, can be combined with server and domain isolation, ensuring that when a system has demonstrated compliance, it will still be restricted to communicating only with authorized hosts. Network packets are digitally signed, reducing the risk of the man-in-middle and replay attacks. Traffic can be encrypted with IPsec, providing high degree of protection from eavesdropping attacks. Windows Server 2008 includes tools for managing and monitoring IPsec, eliminating much of the associated complexity. More complex than DHCP, the cost of acquiring IPsec technology is low because support of it's built into the versions of Windows operating systems that support NAP. The option two is enforce the restrictions on a network, which enforcing restrictions on the network means that either 802.1x or DHCP will be used to prevent clients that do not meet the organization's health policies. One advantage is both have over IPsec is that non-compliant devices are able to communicate only with hosts on a remediation network because they are unable to send traffic to any other segments of the network. So selecting IPsec, with IPsec enforcement, hosts on a network will ignore the traffic from the client devices that have not proven that they meet the organization's health policies. And so this is a powerful method of protecting compliant computers from other computers. Also, it can be combined with a server and domain isolation to ensure that when a system has demonstrated its compliance, it will be restricted to communicating only with authorized hosts. IPsec provides other benefits as well. Example would be network packets are digitally assigned, which reduces the risk of a man-in-the-middle and replay attacks. Also, traffic can be encrypted with IPsec, which provides a high degree of protection from eavesdropping attacks. Windows Server 2008 includes tools for managing and monitoring IPsec that eliminate much of the associated complexities. Nevertheless, IPsec enforcement is more complex than DHCP enforcement. The cost of acquiring IPsec technology is low because it's built right into the Windows operating system. Selecting 802.1x and DHCP. If you decide to enforce NAP restrictions at the network layer, the organization must choose between the two methods. 802.1x enforcement can be more complex, expensive. Switch and wireless access points support the 802.1x authentication protocol, meaning possible hardware upgrades. Robust choice that offers a high degree of protection until the client device has demonstrated that it meets the organization's compliance requirements. Network switches, wireless access points will restrict access to the network. These restrictions will be difficult to bypass even by a determined malicious user. And then the other option is DHCP enforcement. Again, this is the simplest, least expensive enforcement option. Till the computer is proven to meet the organization's health policy, the DHCP server assigns an IP address that's in a restricted network. Now, this does require that you have Windows Server 2008. Many of the organizations begin their testing and piloting deployment of NAP using DHCP enforcement because it can be deployed quickly. The one significant drawback, though, is DHCP is easily bypassed by a user who has administrative privileges on his or her computer. This means that it is trivial for a malicious user and relatively easy for a technically savvy one. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.